Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards.
Good evening, VV Nation. My name is Ryan, and as always, welcome to the channel. Now, tonight is our 6 p.m. presentation. Welcome if you're new to the VectorVest. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the unemployment data come out. Did you see that jump in unemployment figures with jobless claims coming out this morning? Now, the market is rallying, so I believe that we're in a space where bad news is good news, except when it comes to inflation. Now, in tonight's presentation, I'll be honest with you, I've got no fish, no stocks. Tonight's goal is to keep you on the right side of the market and give you a heads up of what's to come over the next few weeks. So that way, a couple weeks from now, you're not saying, oh, Ryan, you didn't mention this, or Glenn, you didn't mention that. I'm covering this information so that way you can be prepared and make money going forward. Now, if this is something that you're interested in, let's go ahead and jump in the program. All right, we're in the VectorVest 7 software. Now, I'm recording this video just before 1 p.m., so we are seeing some follow through here with the major indices after that jobless claims data came out. Like I said, I have a feeling that bad news is good news right now, just because investors need this data to come out so that way the Federal Reserve will potentially cut interest rates later this year. That's what all the hype is about, right? So let's tell you my concerns right now. If we take a look at the color guard here, we do see a predominance of yellow lights in the color guard at the moment. And the RT and BSR columns, they're still in unfavorable territory. Now, if you're new to the channel, RT just looks at the short-term price trend of what's called the VectorVest composite. That's over 9,000 stocks that we track, and that's how we follow the broad markets, like combining the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the Russell, you know, all of these indices all into one, and then more. So what the color guard is telling me is that even though the market is rising right now, we see the price column of the VectorVest composite on the rise, the trend is still not quite in our favor at 0.97. And the BSR, this simply looks at the overall health of the market. It's a very simple technique. Simply out of the 9,200 stocks we're tracking throughout the U.S. market, it's a simple ratio between those with a buy rating and those with a sell rating. Therefore, if you see a lot more sales than buys, that indicates an overall unhealthy database of stocks, or unhealthy market, really. Now, we see that the sales do outweigh the buys right now and continue to do so as the market is rising. So I do have some concerns going forward over the next few weeks. The only proprietary indicator that's in positive territory right now being the MTI, and this looks at the underlying trend of the market. Now, if you're more aggressive, you may already be in the market because the primary wave is up. However, if you're more conservative, you still might be on the sidelines right now because we are in a confirmed down situation because the BSR is not above one, just showing us that the market's rising, but it's not a very healthy scenario to be in. So the first thing I wanted to take a look at are the major indices. We're going to take a look at the SPX, the QQQ, and the VectorVest composite. As you can see here, the momentum to the upside with the moving averages in our favor right now. On this demonstration, I do utilize a 3, 8, and 20-day exponential moving average along with support resistance. We can see price action going to the upside right now. Now, we take a look at the prior high back on the 28th of March was just above 5,200. We're seeing price action approaching those levels once again here. So let's take a look at some of the other charts. We're seeing the exact same scenario here, momentum to the upside. However, very soon when it comes to the Qs, right now it's trading about $441. Now, the prior high does sit at $449.34, so that will be the level of resistance right now. And at last, we're going to take a look at the VectorVest composite, or the VVC. We do see a nice strong bodied candlestick once again today. All the moving averages in our favor. So again, the momentum is to the upside right now. And you see the VectorVest composite trading at 65.85 right now, while the current level of resistance sits at 67.21. So you can see all these major indices and our composite are getting close to hitting all-time highs once again. Now, I've got no crystal ball and tell you what's going to happen over the next few weeks, but I see three scenarios that could potentially play out. Now, you can see that right behind me, the CPI data does come out next week on May 15th, and I have a feeling this is actually going to make or break the market. It's not like the jobs report where bad news is good news, because bad news will be bad news when it comes to inflation. And guess what? The following week is NVIDIA's earnings. That's right. It comes out May 22nd, so that's why I'm putting out this video, to make sure you're prepared for what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks. Nobody knows, but this is why I just want you to be prepared and stay on the right side of the market. So now you can really see why I wanted to do this video. Instead of just giving you individual stocks, I want you to be prepared and not caught off guard with what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks. I mean, this information has the potential to rock the markets, good or bad. Now, three things that can happen, right? The Vector Best Composite, if it continues to go up, as we get closer to that CPI data and the NVIDIA data. Now, there's three things that can happen here. The Vector Best Composite or the market can get close to this high here. However, fail to reach it, say if the inflation data is bad or NVIDIA's earnings are bad and the market is let down, we could get potentially a lower high, which is the definition of a downtrend. Now, the second scenario is the momentum of the market continues to rise and stops right at this level of resistance here, creating a double top without any kind of follow through from the market or bullish momentum with negative news from the CPI data report or NVIDIA's earnings over the next 2 weeks could cause that scenario. Now, this is a third case scenario, and that is if inflation data isn't that bad and NVIDIA earnings beat or gets the market enthused again, we could break through this level of resistance here, continuing the uptrend to the upside. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I know this wasn't the most interesting topic, and I don't expect to go viral or get a lot of views, but I am loyal to VV Nation. I am loyal to you guys, and I just want to keep you on the right side of the market. So this is what I had to say. Now, I hope you found the video informative. And just as a reminder, for the three scenarios that we could have is a potentially new low defining a downward trend, a double top chart pattern, which is a reversal pattern, so a bearish note, or a breakthrough if we get some positive CPI data and NVIDIA earnings over the next 2 weeks. Now, if you found this video informative, make sure you hit that subscribe button and like the content, share it, so that way others can be successful in the market. Good night.
Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000%. For the last 20 years. We go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.